You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. No matter where you are in the world, welcome to episode 26 of My Peeping Life Podcast. My name is Tamila Nwafi, and today we are celebrating milestones reached on goals that I didn't even have 5 years ago. Interesting stuff, right? To see how we can create just by focusing on the present. Step by step will take you to where you need to go. When I look back 5 years, I didn't even think of a blog. Once a blog, never mind a podcast. It was non-existent in my brain. But I was working on myself and I was taking one day at a time. And look at me now, 5 years later, both my blog and my podcast are up and running and growing every day. And thanks to you, because this would never work if you, the listeners and readers, don't or didn't or haven't make the time to pop by and hear or read what I have to say. So today we celebrate the birth and the growth of my blog toddler, Tamster May, and my 5-month-old podcast, My Peeping Light. Remembering that it takes a village to raise a human, but it will take the world to raise these gold babies of mine. And I fully understand that I can't do this alone. Quite frankly, I don't want to. What a bore would be if this was just me saying my say without being interested in what anybody else has to say, without taking input, because I do take so much input and I do have people that are listening and helping and trying to get me to improve where I can, because I do appreciate guidance from people that have more experience in these types of things than me, because this is my baby, yes, but I am winging it and I will take feedback from any direction that it comes. Besides, the point of this is to share myself and my experiences with you, which makes you vital to this process. Without you, none of this works. Alright, so let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about self-improvement, one step at a time, celebrating milestones, celebrating Tamster May, celebrating my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you. We will be right back. Okay, we are back, and in conjunction with our celebrating today, I am going to celebrate self-improvement and talk to you about how important it is to make improvements on yourself regularly. And when I say improvements, I don't mean that you have to lose 100 kilograms or you have to completely, you know, change your lifestyle. I mean, little things, little daily things, every day that you do will make a difference in your future. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because 5 years ago, I didn't even have the thought hadn't even been conceived as yet with regards to me wanting to create a blog, never mind a podcast. And it's amazing how 5 years, it wasn't on my 5-year plan. My 5-year plan back then was a completely different plan. I was going in a different direction, but at the same time, the plan was in alignment with self-improvement and growth. And back then I was on a mission to find my voice. I was on a mission and I thought that I was going to be doing different things and I wanted to jump into, you know, speaking, and I didn't realize the amount of work that went into everything. And little by little, I did small things, little affirmations. I read books. I listened to people who have my best interest at heart. I did some courses. I invested in myself. And I might not have done it as much as I do it now, but back then I did. Every time I felt the need to grow, I invested in myself little by little by little. 5 years ago, was when? What is it now? 2021. 5 years ago was 2016, and I was doing a completely different job. I was in finance. And a year after that, I left finance. And I took a year off. And during that year off, I found my voice through my podcast. But my point is, in creating my daily habits of slowly learning how to meditate, slowly learning who I am, slowly learning what I enjoy, slowly learning what works for me, what makes me tick, what doesn't make me tick, but taking the time to decide and taking the time to appreciate who I am, little piece at a time, little pieces at a time. And it eventually added, got to a point where I couldn't do finance anymore. And I left finance, and then I needed a break. And then I started my blog, and I found a little bit of my voice. And, you know, life happened. And I'm here, fast forward 5 years, I have a podcast. Who knew? Who would have even thought that when I started this podcast in March, that I was even going to start this podcast? It was just by chance. I gave it a shot, and I enjoyed it so much that I thought, wow, this is something that I could do. It was literally just a door that opened in front of me, and it was either you walk in it or you don't. And I chose to walk in the door and have a look at what's going on, and I liked what I saw, and I'm still having a party in this door happening in here, and I don't see myself leaving anytime soon. But what I do see is a lot of growth, and I do see myself doing more once I get the hang of this specific task of podcasting, because there's so much to it, and I have literally just learned basics. I've got to get equipment, I've got to try and get sound right, I've got to learn how to introduce other people, I've got to learn how to create a more nourishing environment for myself while podcasting, because I want this experience to be a full, nourishing, wholehearted, authentic experience. I don't want to be fake. I'm not going to be fake. I'm never going to be fake. That is not going to happen. So in order for all these things to happen, I have to improve myself. So in order to improve myself, I have to do things differently. I have to find out what's missing. What do I need to fill? How do I change this? When I have to find my weaknesses. I have to make them, turn them into strengths. So I have to strengthen them as much as I can. I have to do the work. And in order to do the work, I have to make the time, and I have to make the effort, and I have to invest in myself. There's one thing I've learned from the beginning of my journey till now, is that I am my greatest investment. There's going to be nothing more important than investing in myself, because if I invest in myself, then I grow myself, and if I grow myself, then I'm a better person. I'm a better mother to my daughter. I'm a better daughter to my mother. I'm a better sister. I am just a better person, and life is just better, and I get to do so much more of what I actually want to do. The real part of me, that part of me that was so broken before, and I'm so keen, and I'm so apt, and I'm so excited to show people, or to help people, or to lend my hand to those that went through what I went through, or that are going through that what I went through, or, you know, people that are in pain, if I can lessen their pain somewhat. That's who I am. I've always been this person. I might have been hard-headed as a teenager. I might have gone through a roller coaster of emotions, and I might have been a train wreck. But in the core of me, deep down at the bottom of me, I could never walk away from an animal that needed help. I could never walk away from a person that needed help. And no matter how hard I might have seemed on the outside, on the inside, I was always this person. And so taking the time to understand myself, and to understand why I behave the way I behave, and why I limited myself the way I limited myself, and to heal the things that broke me, improved me. It improved me as a person. And if I am improved as a person, that means that I am able to give the world more of me, a more nourishing version of me, a better version of me, a more wholesome version of me. And that is the point. And this podcast is in celebration of the improvement that I've already made so far. I am a completely different human being than I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Goodness me, I promise you, the transformation is ridiculous. I was negative. I was cold-hearted. I was so broken. I was so lost. I was in such a dark space. And for me to be in so much peace right now and to have so much joy, even in the midst of chaos, yes, fear comes along, yes, anxiety comes along, but in the middle of all of it, I still have my roots in peace and I still have my roots in faith and in love and in joy. And no matter how dark it gets in my life and no matter how difficult or painful things are or could possibly get right now, I'm always looking for the light in a situation. I'm always looking for the positive in a situation. I'm always looking for a way out because I do not believe at any point in anybody's life or in my life that we are stuck. We are not stuck. The only time this challenge of life ends is when we die. When we die, that's when it's over. And if you're still breathing and if you're still mobile and you're moving around and you have the ability, then it's not over. You're not stuck. There is a way out. Whether somebody helps you out or you climb out, there is a way out. So celebrate the littlest of improvements that you make in your life. Celebrate the small things. Celebrate the baby steps. If you push yourself to go out for a walk in the morning, celebrate that walk. If you manage to change your meal, celebrate the effort that you put in to make the change. Celebrate that article that you wrote. Celebrate the book that you wrote. Celebrate the podcast that you started or the blog that you started. Celebrate the meal that you cooked if it's a new meal. Celebrate the experimenting that you made. Celebrate the amazing day you spent with your kids. Take the small changes that you make every single day and celebrate them. Give yourself a pat on the back. And that way you'll want to do more. It feels good to celebrate the good things that you do with your life. And it motivates you, it pushes you, and it helps you to want to do more. Because at the end of the day, life is difficult. Life is not easy. And we're not just going to walk through it, you know, with a breeze and it's just going to end and, you know, it's just ease. No, this life is difficult. There are going to be ups, there's going to be downs. And if you know that there are going to be downs, you might as well celebrate when you're up. Because when you're down, those things that you had and the celebrations are going to be the things that keep you together. You're going to remember the good times, you're going to focus on the positives, and you're going to pull yourself out of the negative situations that you may possibly find yourself out of. That's my piece on self-improvement. I'll be right back. Okay, next I want to celebrate Tamster May. Celebrating Tamster May is important to me because it is the first part of my process of finding my voice. And it was really difficult for me at that time when I started my blog because for me, everything I wrote I kept in my heart and everything I wrote I kept to myself. I didn't share myself or my writing with anybody. I felt like people were going to be able to look into my soul. People were going to judge me. People were going to say bad things and people were not going to enjoy my writing, right? And it was obviously part of my growth process and my insecurities and overcoming those insecurities, because I guess I've lived such a judged life. It was a life full of judgments. I suppose I was as judgmental as the judgments I received, but just based on me disappointing and not reaching other people's expectations, I was judged a lot. I did a lot of wrong things, and because of it, you know, I had this image of myself that people wanted me to be and then who I really was, and I felt that I wasn't good enough, and so I kept myself quiet and to myself, and then I built my wall and I just went on as I went on. But once I started the process of improving myself and finding out who I am, I found and I realized and I understood that I've always been a writer. I've been writing since I was in school. I've been writing since I was a child. I've had a diary since I was, I suppose, 10, 11. I've written poetry from the time I was a teenager. I've been writing for as long as I can remember. It's just something that I've always done. My writing might have been very dark when I was younger, but I was still writing. And just for me, when other people saw the things I wrote, they were so impressed, but I was so embarrassed. I never, ever, ever wanted anybody to see any of the things that I wrote. And nobody ever got to see any of it. Until somebody saw something that I had written by mistake. And then, you know, one thing led to another. And part of my process of growing was me finding my voice, and I understood that writing was a big part of who I was. And so I decided to start this blog. I never advertised it. I just started and I wrote it, and it was a test for me to build courage to put myself out there. And when I read my initial posts, I suppose in my opinion, were not all that great, but they were the stepping stones for me to get to where I am. They were the stepping stones for me to find the confidence to openly speak about my lessons of life through my blog. So my diary writing was always very personal, very open. But when it came to writing on the blog, I held myself back a lot in the beginning. I held myself because I was writing, but I was writing and anticipating what people would say if they read what I wrote. And fast forward to now, I write what I want to write, and people are going to say what they're going to say. And because of the growth process, because of the improvements that I've made on myself and my confidence and believing in who I am and what I've been through, and the fact that I am a writer at heart, the fact that I believe it, and the fact that I've grown in my confidence, when I write now, I just write. I don't write with limitations. I write with the intention of getting across the message that I want to get across. I write with authenticity, and I put myself out there for people to see and to grow, because I believe that if I'm not honest and if I'm not authentic, then what is the point of all of this? How am I making any changes? Because the reason I do this is because I know that there are so many people out there that just need to not feel alone. There are so many people out there that need to see that there are people out there that have had similar experiences. There are people out there that are willing to lend a hand. There are people out there that understand. And there are ways that you can change, and there are ways you can heal. And I want to share my healing and the ways that I've healed and the tools that I've used. I want to share that, because why would I want to keep something so precious to myself? Because healing a broken heart and healing a broken life is so valuable, because that life transforms from a dying flower into a beautiful living flower, and it can blossom into the most beautiful thing. And to see somebody recover from pain and to blossom into who they actually are is so rewarding, and for me that's enough. And that's my purpose, and that's what I want, and that is why I started along the path that I'm starting on. The end goal is a big goal. Yes, I know it's a big goal, but I am where I am, and I'm taking one step at a time. And the first step that I took was my self-improvement steps. And the first big step that I took for myself in my courage, and the first leap of faith that I took in myself, was creating my blog. The second one was creating my podcast. But this is not about the podcast, this is about the blog. So celebrating Tams to May is very important. It's a vital, and it is needed. So here's Tams to May, here's to all my followers, here's to everybody that pops by, everybody that's contributed. And I am so proud of where this blog has gone, because to be honest with you, in the beginning I said, if 10 people listen, if 10 people follow me, and if 10 people read my work, then I'll keep doing it for them, because those people are worth it. And I mean, I've surpassed 10. I'm not a person that believes in sticking to numbers, so I'm not going to go on too much about the numbers, because the numbers can change. They can go up, they can go down, and that is all a part of the universe. But for me, as long as there are some people that are receiving positive input from my work, I am happy. And celebrating Tams to May is important to me, because it is the foundation, it is part of the foundation, it's the first layer of my courage, of my confidence, of my voice that I found. And when we get back, I will be speaking to you about my Peeping Light podcast and how I got there, and celebrating my milestones along the way. Thank you for listening. I am Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I'll be right back. I am back with the segment that will celebrate my Peeping Like podcast. My favorite place to be at the moment, and most likely will be my favorite place to be for a long time in the future, because I am thoroughly enjoying learning and growing and hopefully improving on my podcast, not only for myself, but for you. So in celebration of my Peeping Light podcast, I have gone through the process of visiting my initial podcast from the beginning and listening to everything through to where I am now, and identifying the changes and identifying the differences, and basically just trying to figure out where to from here and how to improve from here. So my first milestone is the reason for the celebration. It's because I didn't know that this was actually going to work, and it is. So I've reached my first milestone with my Peeping Light podcast, the one that I've set for myself. And at the same time of reaching that first milestone, I have I've cashed out my first check from my Peeping Light podcast, which I will be contributing towards getting equipment in order to improve sound. So this for me is rewarding, because I said that I am not going to use my own finances to support this podcast. The podcast needs to grow itself, and the fact that I was able to cash out and I am able to start my journey of getting equipment, no matter how small, no matter how tiny the steps are that I will be taking, the fact is that I have been able to make a step forward. I have a lucrative payout. I'm able to use this podcast in order to support itself. And I'm hoping that as time goes by, as I get more supporters, hopefully the quality of the podcast will improve, and hopefully financial support will come in easier and quicker and better, enable me to grow this podcast to the point of me being able to do videos, of me being able to have a proper set up where the sound is perfect, because I dream of that. But unfortunately, for me to get there, I need to get this podcast flowing lucratively. The cash flow needs to come from itself. And I mean, I've noticed that money talks in this business. So far I have gotten away with little to no equipment. And, you know, but when I listen to the sound quality of other podcasts, you know, I can absolutely understand the preference for those, you know, because they are clear. The clarity is amazing. It's crisp. And I think it sounds beautiful. And when I get there, I promise you, I'm going to enjoy every single moment of it. And I will get there. It might not be right now, but I will get there. But, you know, I would like to say that I do love working on this podcast. And, you know, and even though it's only been a small payout, it's thanks to you that I got to get to this first milestone. I've reached my first achievement because of you, because you listen, because you care, and because you're here. And the truth of the matter is, most of you that listen are strangers. I don't know you. You are not from my personal circle. Yes, there is a handful of people from my personal circle, but what I've gathered and what I've realized is that I literally have a handful of people that support me unconditionally from my actual life, and everybody else couldn't give two hoots about this. The support that I receive are from my closest people and from complete strangers. And the feedback that I get from complete strangers, the support that I get from complete strangers, is astounding, and it's so touching. It means that there's something in this. It means that I have got the potential to grow. Because if a complete stranger is willing to invest in me, then I should be willing to invest in me. And if a complete stranger is willing to invest in this podcast, then I will most definitely put energy into something that is going to grow, so that it can assist and it can improve the lives of whoever is listening. Whether it's just for entertainment, whether you just want to laugh at me, whether you think it's funny, or whether something or the thing that I'm saying is assisting you in some way, or helping you through a problem, or, you know, something that you just needed to hear, something that you just need reassurance on. It doesn't matter All I'm saying is it's worth it. And I'm one step closer now to where I want to go. I'm 10 steps farther away from where I was. And it can only get better from here. My goal is for this podcast to grow into more than just my own experience. And soon, I want to start getting to a point where I have the proper equipment and I have the tools and I can start listening to your stories too. And I can have people on with me with good sound quality. I think people have been saying, why aren't you bringing other people on? I'm not bringing other people on because for now I don't have the equipment to improve on the sound quality for other people to come on right now. I mean, you could say that it would be the same as mine, but I don't want to involve other people unless I've gotten to a point where I'm ready to involve other people. Not only mentally, but, you know, with regards to equipment as well. And I've realized how important planning and structure is for this line of work. And as much as I love to just wing it, I mean, it's awesome to wing it. I'm winging it right now. This, I'm just talking to you. I am winging it right now. I've had to discover and figure out some sort of, I suppose, structure and strategy in order to make this podcast work. Because I realize that I can't always wing it. I can speak to you wholeheartedly from my heart. But I have to have some sort of structure in order to give you a message, in order to give you the full experience that I would like you to have. And that I would have liked to have if I was listening to this podcast. So, thank you to everybody that has contributed. And thank you to my supporters that support me wholeheartedly, and thank you to the listeners that do not know me personally, that log on every time I create a podcast and listen to what I have to say. Thank you to the listeners that have decided to click on the support button and support somebody that they don't know personally, but that they hear potential. And thank you for realizing the potential, and thank you for being there and for supporting me financially to get to where I need to be. So, I am celebrating me today. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. I'm celebrating Tammy Lynn Murphy. And with me comes TamsterMay.com, My Peeping Light Podcast. I come with a lot of crazy in my normal life. I also come with a lot of serious. I come with so much, but I've come from a very dark place and I've come into a very light place. And the experience of moving from darkness to light is the one that I need to share with you, that I want to share with you, because I need people to understand that it's not hopeless, and no matter what their situation is, whether I can relate to their situation or not, nothing is impossible. There's always a way out. And the only time we can give up is if we did. Because that's the only time we can do nothing. There's always something that can be done. Whether you're climbing, whether you're crawling, or whether someone else is pulling you out. Believe that things will change. Nothing stays the same forever. Absolutely nothing. And at the end of the day, none of us are getting out of this life alone. So we have to alive. We're not getting out of this life alive. We're all leaving this life alone. I can't believe I said that, but we are definitely leaving this life alone, and we are definitely not leaving this life alive. So let's make the most of what we have. Let's be the best people that we can be. And if you are able to help, then help. And if you are able to reach out a hand to somebody in your own way, then do that. Just be the best version that you can be. So, celebrating me, celebrating you, and celebrating My Peeping Light Podcast today. Thank you for listening to episode 26. And I will be back with episode 27. And I have had such a blast today. I'm grateful. It's been amazing. I actually enjoyed putting this together. And I look forward to our next encounter. Ciao for now. Bye bye. Love and light. I am out. I absolutely wish that these podcasts could survive from love and fresh air. But nope, apparently, it's money that makes this world go round, not love. I would really love to spend more time on these. but unfortunately bills need to be paid and I have a day job. So if you believe in me and the work that I do here and my writing, please support my podcast or my blog by making a donation or becoming a sponsor in some way, shape or form. Let's be real though, not everybody can, and that's okay. Your loyalty and following means the world to me. I absolutely love that you're here. So please continue to support me by just being here too and listening or reading and commenting and liking and just spreading the love with me. Everyone is important, especially here and to me. Thank you. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.